Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Steel Wars is now on Patreon, and from just $3 a month, you can have a grip of exclusive content delivered to your podcast app of choice and support the podcast you listen to every week. Here's a clip from Questions You Have, Answers I Give. Rebecca Edwards, how you doing, Rebecca, over there in Western Australia? Your The Last Jedi theory sucks thought I've had based on nothing but the teaser trailer. Your thoughts, please, Steel. Oh my God. All right. This might totally, I haven't read the thing yet, but I'm worried to have to think about something with this jet lag. Rey landing on the rocks was caused by Luke force throwing her there after he refuses to train her. She decides to prove him wrong by training herself while Luke is moping in the background about ending the Jedi. After months, when she thinks she is ready, that was when we'll see Luke ignite the green and they battle. Meanwhile, Chewie and BB-8 are still waiting by the morning emu. Now, if you don't know what the morning emu is, you need to listen to the Ash Williams episode, one of the funniest things we've ever done. Hoping a parking inspector doesn't come along because they've parked in a loading zone. I'm not sure about that one. I would have a hard time thinking that Luke is going to force throw Rey. That seems not good. Like, as an example, like, I don't want to see my hero throw a girl, really. I thought maybe her panting may have been a vision after the vision, after she did something forcey and had to catch her breath. But I think, you know, I think Luke will be no, and then something will happen, and then he'll be like, all right, let's do this. Let's Jedi it up, and it's going to be the best. So, Colleen McMahon. How you doing, Colleen? Colleen was on the blog pods, the After Dark blog pods at Star Wars Celebration. Always cool. She's also been popping up on the call-in shows of late from upstate New York. Steel, what are your hopes and dreams in regards to your career? Oh, God. Colleen, did you collaborate with my mom on this one? Are you going to break into and subsequently dominate the LA comedy scene? That's an interesting question. On the first day I arrive in Hollywood, isn't it? Well, my initial thing is just to get rid of my jet lag, get everything out of my bags and neat. Then I'm going to crush content. We will get back to powering through these podcasts, have some really top shelf interviews, and just get organized and make sure each episode is the best, and the call-in shows and this stuff. Then my new thing that I'm starting, which I don't think I've mentioned it before, but I will be doing a weekly YouTube Star Wars news show that is untitled at the moment. It will probably go for about 5 to 10 minutes each week. It will hopefully be funny. It will hopefully be informative and will cover everything you need to know about Star Wars for that week. The first episode of that, it might be up in 2 to 3 weeks. And yeah, I've got some meetings. I've got a book idea based on a lot of the interviews I've done for the show that I want to turn into a book. I'd like to turn my book idea into a book. It's going to be the best Transformers sequel ever. And yeah, and get back into doing stand-up up here. And yeah, so it's weird, Colleen. I don't... I've got all these things, and we'll see which one will hopefully, you know, pick up and go. So I'm also hoping to do some stuff for Studio 10 while I'm here. I do, like, you know, interviews, like, you know, like there's a new film and you go to the junket, you know, all that sort of stuff. That is the first month. And yeah, who knows what's going to happen. That's the sort of exciting thing here, is that it's you don't know who you're going to meet or get interested in you or what's going to come up. But this is a place to do it. You know, Melbourne is awesome, but there's not much opportunity for this sort of stuff compared to when I'm here and people, there seems to be a lot of opportunity. So we'll see what happens, Colleen. And I appreciate your support along the way. Dom, this one's sort of eating itself. Dom Legaseppi, even though hearing you butcher my name is pretty entertaining, I want to give you the correct pronunciation of my last name. It's Legaspi, gotcha. All right, Dom Legaspi. All right, I never would have got that. There's a, the way he's phonetically written it, because it's Legaspi, but then his phonetic way is Luhgas-Pee. Legaspi. All right, I think I've got it, Dom, but I'll probably forget next week. So just put that phonetic thing in every time. Oh, you actually got a question. I'm curious whether you'll ever get any... Oh, God. Man, you guys are writing these questions that are just... They're a bit close to the bone. I'm curious whether you ever get any downtime. Seems impossible since you seem to be podcasting all the time. Or do you not need the downtime since you seem to always be having so much fun that it can't possibly feel like work? I get very little downtime, Dom. I'm looking forward to my time on the beach this weekend with a book. It's weird because I love doing it so much, but because of that, I feel like sometimes I do it too much. Like I'd fear to add up the hours I put into doing Star Wars stuff. Oh, but at least I'm not adding to my load by doing a video thing once a week. Yay! Good idea, Steel. I'm trying to get a bit more balanced, and that's what I'm talking about, getting more organized and stuff like that. I'm better. I'm actually probably more balanced here because Jacqueline's here, and you know, I can't. You know, if I'm at home, I can just like do podcast stuff, and no one knows. I can be up till 2-3 in the morning, but Jackie will be. You know, she makes me leave the house and go do stuff, which is good. And, you know, it's good. It's a good balance. Trust me. It is a good balance. I prefer it. So, I don't get tons of downtime. I take on probably a little bit too much. And, but hopefully it will pay off in the end. And I hopefully will have fun along the way. And I so appreciate you guys supporting me and allowing me to do this. All right, Stephen Calipari? Ugh. Anyway, Stephen, how are you? Hey, Steele, being a big Luke fan as well, I was just wondering if you tried to use your Nathan Hamill connection to meet the man himself. Thank you for all the great content you put out and for the awesome coverage of Celebration. I hang out the front of Nathan's house every day. So that is just a taste of the 40-minute
episode of Questions You Have, Answers I Give. But along with that, we've also got the Star Wars Holiday Special live commentary and the A New Hope commentary, as well as the bi-weekly episodes of Making Steel Wars, where Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, we talk about the stories behind the stories. We've got the Trash Compactor with the Gonk Droid. Plus, you get the live call-in shows in full with the bonus show and our complete back catalogue of Steel Wars interview episodes. You get sent a private RSS feed, which is very easy to paste into iTunes or whatever podcast app you use, and it just downloads like a regular podcast, starting from $3 a month. There's a $5 sticker pack tier, and then there's a $10 t-shirt tier, and then there's some extra tiers as well, which are pretty fun. And you get to support the podcast you hear every week, and also there's no mid episode plugs and all that sort of stuff, so nice and sweet. Thank you guys so much. If you want to sign up, it is at patreon.com/steelwars. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.